Welcome to Enrico's House of Salsa. We have many very delicious dishes. May I recommend the burning chicken from hell? Very delicious. Your eyes will burn. Your stomach will be on fire. You'll be in the bathroom for a week. Yes, Enrico's. Serving Linwood, the finest in Mexicano cuisine since 1992.
Not the Brady Bunch. Well, the Brady Bunch. Yeah, the Brady Bunch.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah. Today's episode's going to be probably pretty quick.
You think so?
I can't, unless you can really deep dive on the TV show itself.
I am pretty much an expert on the Brady Bunch.
Okay, well then we're going to be talking about the actual TV show probably we'll more than anything else.
So we are talking about the Brady Bunch today.
Yes,
you may
exactly.
Have gathered from the intro and everything.
Yeah, it's from Weird Al's second album.
Yes.
3D from 1984. Yeah, safety dance parody, Men Without Hats.
For some reason, hats.
This week I was thinking it was Devo, and so I was going to go into this whole thing about like, oh, he did Devo, and then like the next album he did another Devo song. But no, I don't have any of that stuff. Devo. So
they're a similar genre. Men
they
Without
are.
Hats.
They're
same type of vocal patterns, but no. I mean, this is one of those songs I think I mentioned it in the past where years later I found out it was an actual parody. This is one of those songs I love the Brady Bunch. It was like, I was like, yeah, this song's awesome. Then I heard it in the park one day. I'm like, wait a minute, what? That was a real song? What? Because I guess Men Without Hats was not on my radar. Mm-hmm. I don't recall ever seeing it. It was maybe, a year or two after I originally heard the Brady Bunch. I heard the real song. I'm like, whoa, that makes more sense now. Because I thought it was just a really random kind of Devo-like song that he was making.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a style parody. I really did. So, yeah.
You're dumb.
I am. I don't think they got a whole lot of airplay or something. I don't know.
I knew it.
I should have too, but I was big into MTV, but I guess I just didn't catch this song. I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
Whatever. Maybe it was less than a year. I don't know. It was a while later. I remember being surprised.
It also might be
I heard Weird Al's first.
Well, that's the thing is I might have not heard Weird Al's till later in my life. Mm-hmm. So therefore there would be more opportunity to hear Safety Dance before I actually heard it.
Kind of.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I got this tape, I would say, fairly soon after it came out. Within the first, I would say, 5 or 6 months. Cause, that's when I started being a gigantic Weird Al Yankovic fan. So,
Yeah. Yeah. Biggest thing that I notice about this song, and it's the whole album as a whole, but this is the first song it really, I think this is one of the first songs we've talked about that it sort of shows up as, and that's it doesn't use accordions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no accordion in this song. And it's his second album. Yeah, so just a weird realization, I guess, to finally come to. And honestly, I feel like this song could have been helped with a little bit of accordion. Like,
yeah,
there's
this. Yeah, it had that sound to it anyway.
Yeah, there's like just it's not quite perfect enough to be like, oh, there's no reason for an accordion. So you almost want an accordion. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it.
Yeah, the synthesizer sound that goes through the whole song could very easily have been an accordion. And it would have made it, I think, maybe a little funnier.
I think so, too.
Huh. Odd choice. I think maybe he just wanted to be like, no, I'm a professional recording, artist now. You know, he was in a real studio. He had a band.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't need the accordion shtick anymore. So I think he just wanted to be.
Well, no, I think, yeah. I mean, he made the decision that makes him go the next level, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just didn't realize it was this early. And honestly,
yeah,
I think he could have gotten away with, maybe not, the entire
songs.
Album, but like this song. This song
definitely could have used it.
Would have been kind of funny. Yeah. Maybe in the second half when he's singing the original song anyways, or the original lyrics to the theme song, that would have might have been fun to put a little bit of accordion under that, because you're already doing something that's not new. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird...
This song definitely, I think you're right, could have used some accordion to it.
Yeah, yeah. Safety Dance is by, well, like we said, Men Without Hat, who also did Pop Goes the World. So they are a two-hit wonder, officially.
I don't think I know Pop Goes the World.
Really?
Really. Maybe if you sang a little of it,
I don't
know.
Don't even...
I can't think of how it goes. I don't know if I've heard that.
Yeah.
Pop Goes the World? I don't know. Can't think of it.
Where were you in the 80s?
I was listening to Weird Al.
Okay, apparently only Weird Al.
And watching MTV, but I don't recall. Maybe if I heard it, I just don't know that's what it's called.
They reformed back in 2010, actually, Men Without Hats. And what I really find amusing is their website. Their official website is safetydance.com.
Huh.
Which is funny because a lot of people don't know how to spell safety dance.
Really?
Because there's an E in it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. People gotcha. Don't necessarily. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, yeah. This is the beginning of a lot of TV-ish themes that he does a lot. I mean, like Ricky was Ricky, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is like generic television song, kind of, even though it's
well,
Brady
yeah.
Bunch. He starts with the generic stuff.
Yes.
It's the beginning of his being angry at watching a lot of generic television True. Songs, which he repeats several times
yeah,
throughout the years.
He makes an album of that, I think. Yes, the TV album eventually comes out. And this
No, one, no, yeah. but that's not him.
Well, I know. His record label made him do it, but still, yeah. he had enough that they would say, hey.
Well, no, but I'm talking specifically angry stuff.
Yes.
Like, yes. Can't watch this.
Yes. And, you know, cable like, TV, every sort time, of. Yeah, well, cable TV is positive. He liked it, but it was a lot of crap.
Syndicated, incorporated.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of yep.
So, yeah, just, oh, no, that's Achy Breaky. That's music. Never mind. But yeah, so it's interesting that he does that. It also sort of is a precursor to Beverly Hillbillies / yep. I Want My MTV song.
Using the real lyrics.
Where yes. he uses the real lyrics again. So yeah, so it's yep. just an interesting beginning of that kind of stuff. And I feel like all of those other songs are actually better than this song, realistically.
Yeah, I thought this song is lacking. Because I was a gigantic Brady Bunch fan, it was one of my. We talked about this with Ricky, and like one of those shows. This is in the block of shows I watched every single day after school. It was I Love Lucy. There was Bewitched. There was the Brady Bunch. Leave It to Beaver, and yeah, Gilligan's Island was in there.
Back when you only had three channels.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, it was after school, syndicated in the local network. Around 3 o'clock, they started showing all these oldies, and I would watch them every single day. And I loved the Brady Bunch, just loved them.
Wow!
So I think this song could have done a lot more references to the show for my taste.
It is, well, but
they referenced nothing except for he didn't like it and the theme song.
Well, that's because that's not what this song is about, though. If you think about it, they don't even say Brady Bunch until the chorus, which is halfway through the song.
Yeah, he builds up to it.
So this song, even though it's weirdly titled, I think, because it's not really about the Brady Bunch. It's about not liking stuff on television, and then he watches the Brady Bunch in the second half.
Like, well, not really. He's just naming all the stuff he would rather see than the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is about the Brady Bunch thing. This stuff is but it's not, lame, but it's better than what you're watching.
But it's not a like Forrest Gumpy kind of like I'm making references to Brady Bunch gotcha. Itself.
Yes, which is what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. Yes. So yeah, so it's just weird.
Want a little Marsha in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like Tiger, or you didn't even name Alice. Like, I don't know.
In
Sam the Butcher. Come on, something.
In college, he also had a song that he played called The Beverly Hillbillies Miss You, which was a Beverly Hillbillies mixed up with a couple of Rolling Stones songs, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah. So just kind of an fun. Interesting. That is actually the beginning of those kind of television kind of songs.
Yeah.
In our old section, this entire song makes me feel old. The yeah. Brady Bunch just straight out, but then like Donahue,
yes.
Johnny Carson,
yeah,
Captain
Miller.
Kangaroo,
yeah.
Mr. Rogers even. Seriously. None of those things exist anymore.
I think 60 Minutes is the only song that that it is even close to being relevant still.
Yeah.
It's the only one still on the air, obviously. It's been on
I think
forever.
Fame is a musical now.
Yeah, Fame.
Fame
yeah.
is sort of like a...
They made a movie out of it recently, somewhat recently, probably not that recently now, but it's been made.
They made a remake of the movie. Because
right,
like,
it was
originally
a movie,
movie,
then a TV show, and then another movie, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Newlywed Game is coming back, so that's
sure.
coming back around.
But game shows don't count because they always come back around.
That is true.
So, I mean, you know, even if they're just like really bad versions of it on, on
Game Show Network. yeah,
somehow they ruined Big Money. Whammy.
Pressure Luck.
When they called it Whammy, and they
just
ruined
it. Whammy?
It was just Whammy.
Yeah.
Oh. Then there was the one where they were playing Russian roulette, kind of. Yeah. No, exactly. You say that. It's weird. But
I'm not
they,
saying anything with my voice. It was all face.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But they would like... If they got a question wrong, they would spin a wheel or something and they would drop out of this platform. So the platform kind of looked like a revolver with six spots on
okay.
it.
Okay. Not like, you know,
No.
Not like Deer Hunter and they like, mow,
no,
no, mow.
No.
Hosted by Christopher Walken.
That's exactly right.
Oh, man.
So that's most of the song.
Sure.
The show. We got to talk about the show. Brady Bunch ran from 1969 to 1974.
Which is, I did not think it was in the 60s. I read that. I'm like, really?
Well, 69.
But still, I always thought it was like 72, maybe.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't realize it started that early. I thought it was like 70s. But yeah, it was actually originally in the 60s.
Followed by a whole bunch of stuff, including A Very Brady Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
The Brady Brides. Yep. The Brady Girls Get Married. Yep. The Bradys.
The Bradys.
The Brady Kids. Yep. The Brady Bunch Hour.
Yeah. The Brady Bill.
Yeah. When you could spin. Yes, the Brady Bill. Back when you could. One of these things was from 1990. Yeah.
Sadly, I've seen all of them.
Okay.
Yep.
Back when you could spin like fictional characters off into like a variety hour.
What was it? Was it the Brady Kids? No. One of them was like dark as hell. I think it was Brady's. I think it was the Brady's. Like, because like something like Bobby got in a car accident. He was a race car driver and he became crippled. One of them got divorced. It was just dark. I think someone was an alcoholic.
Awesome.
Yeah. The dad, Mr. Brady, died. It was just dark. It was like they made it a depressing primetime drama, which was not well received.
That sounds awesome, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure
went to Archie's place.
Yeah,
and suddenly,
you don't kill Edith. Come on.
Yeah.
You don't kill the heart and conscience of a show, really.
Well,
anyways.
Did Tiger make it through?
Huh? Tiger, no.
Oh.
He went to live in a farm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. One of them farms. I'm sure he's around still.
Yeah, he's still running around.
He's got to be, right?
Healthy, upstate New York.
Yep. I know I watched a lot of Brady Bunch. I don't remember most of it. I mean, like, most of the stuff I know is from the movies where they made the spoof movies, which were awesome.
Oh,
like,
amazing.
Great. Like, they almost do that too much now. Like, everything they make from, like, the 70s that was a TV show that they make a movie, and it's now a spoof.
Yeah.
No one's
done it as well as Brady Bunch.
And Brady Bunch was
that was
spot
so
on.
Amazing.
But so most of the stuff, I think, is that. Because that did all the things you wanted this song to do, which is make reference to all these things. But the one thing I remember is the little idol from the Hawaiian vacation.
Oh yeah.
The tiki idol.
They got into that in Brady Bunch 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So
it's a very Brady sequel.
But I remember that those actual episodes.
Yes. Me too. Oh yeah. Yeah. It was amazing. Yes.
Did you know there was a second one of those? A second sequel to the Brady Bunch movie?
What?
It was like aired on television or something.
No, I never heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Going deep.
Yeah.
Charlie always goes deep. I did not ever know that.
Yeah.
Weird, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
I did.
Johnny
Carson. Thanks.
What's your favorite episodes? What do you remember from the show?
Oh, gosh. I think the Grand Canyon episode was one of my favorites.
Okay.
Still reference with my sister putting pork and beans in a flashlight. Stupid stuff. And the walk from, Alice did from walking on the, or riding on the donkey. Just, I love the Grand Canyon episode. Oh my nose. It was kind of like an early precursor to back into the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it left? Whatever. So I don't know. I just, so many. But I will have to go with the Grand Canyon episode. It was one of my favorites.
Cool.
Yep.
All right.
And you?
The Hawaiian one's the only one I remember.
That's the only one. Okay. That was a good one too.
Then they got the extra kid somehow. The TV shows always end up with an extra kid what?
The youngest isn't cute enough. They had to bring in more cuteness.
Oh, poor.
Which Cousin Oliver was not very cute. He was just awkward and lame. And yeah.
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
I mean, even Leo.
Leo. Yeah. Yeah. He was, he wasn't really that young.
That was
younger.
Weird. Yeah. It was.
He's like a. Yeah, he brought in a heartthrob to get the teenagers to watch.
Oh, that's what it was.
Basically, what they did. Because
they had
tweens.
A kid the season before, and then that kid ended up being in a couple of movies.
Really?
In the last, 10 years ago or something. Like she was in a couple of movies.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. I can't think of it. Anyway,
she actually grew up kind of cute.
Yeah. I think that's it, right?
That's all. We stretched
do we do,
that pretty
do
well.
Do we do favorite lines?
Oh, yeah, favorite lines. Favorite lines. What's your favorite line?
I've been nice. I've been good. Please don't do this to me. Turn it off. Turn it off. I don't want to have to see the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
I don't. Even though I loved it, I can feel.
Feels very much like Achy Breaky song. You know what I mean?
I'd
rather listen to anything else.
Yeah, true.
But this song, this Achy Breaky song.
It's ironic because I actually love the show, but I also like the song that's making fun of the show. I don't know.
I appreciate the fitting of the actual lyrics of the theme song.
Of course, yes.
Into the show. That's my lyrics.
That's your, okay.
It's the ones that opening. He didn't even come up with.
Yeah, I agree. I thought about doing that, but I was like, well, would that be a cop out or I don't know.
Calling it a cop out.
Well, no. I'm just saying that's a lot of lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went with the
if
lead
he had
up to
said
it.
Marsha, 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 that would be my lyric.
Yes. I don't know how it would fit in the lyrics, but
yeah, exactly.
Something.
So what do you think?
Oh, geez, ratings. We didn't do a rating for Lucy.
Yeah, we did.
And Ricky, I mean. No, I mean like a scale of. We didn't do like, oh, yeah. Like maracas. Anyways, I'm doing 1 to 5 tigers.
Okay. Wow.
Tiger. What happened to that dog? I'm going to give this one, I would say, overall, not as good as
well, yeah,
Ricky.
Now, we have to remember. We have to remember we're back
Bats
into
himself, yeah.
All Weird Al songs, right. Not
everything.
All word,
yeah, so
all songs in the world.
I don't think this was as good as Ricky, so I'm going to give it a 3.
Whoa, I'm going way deep then. I'm going 2.
Wow. Okay.
Just because it is. It feels like one of those things that's like Weird Al put it together last minute. And it's Weird Al, so he does stuff always super quality.
Right.
So you don't worry about that.
Right.
But it definitely feels like it wasn't the thing he like, not even forced. Weird Al is better than that.
Right.
Weird Al can do something at the last minute and still make it make sense.
Right.
Like girls just want to
have
lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's still a solid thing, but you can tell.
Heart's not into it.
I don't feel like he's into it. I don't feel like this song is. He doesn't take it to the next level.
I guess I don't feel that from this song.
Bass levels for Weird Al are higher than most people's bass levels. To me, it's just.
I feel like this song is something that he thought of and he loved. And he's like, that's perfect. And that's how I feel because the Brady Bunch fits so well with Safety Dance. I think it's one of those where he was like almost laughing through the whole thing because he's like, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. That's the feeling I've always got from this
okay,
song.
Okay, so here's an interesting question. Do you think he came up with that part first?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so then he had the choice in the beginning of the song to either talk about not wanting to watch the Brady Bunch or actually talking about the Brady Bunch. And he chose not to talk about the Brady Bunch.
Which I think is kind of brilliant.
But you were just complaining that it wasn't the thing you wanted.
No, he could have complained about it and also made references.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he didn't go with the complete like praise and this is the best thing ever. He went with like someone who's sick of the Brady Bunch, which is, you know, in that time it was being overplayed all the time. I'm sure he watched it 5 times a day in the background. So
okay,
I can kind of see why he would do that, but I also wanted him to throw in some more references.
It's still my rating and you can't do anything about it.
I'm not changing your rating.
Okay, good.
I don't feel that he threw it together or whatever or didn't
I'm not saying he didn't throw it together, but out of the songs on this album, it feels like it feels like this one was a little bit more like, oh, I need one more parody kind of. I had this cool idea. Let me see what I can do about fleshing out the beginning of it so it works kind of. It's not Eat It. You know what I mean? Like,
right. And one of my favorite parodies of all style, one of his actual, my actual favorite parodies is coming up later on this album. So yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Comparing to that, yeah, it's way, way down, I would say.
Yeah.
I think we have a 5 on this album. Stay tuned.
Ooh, fancy. Yes. You can get a hold of us. We're on Instagram, We're All Yankovics. We're on Gmail, We're All Yankovics, without any of the, you know, no apostrophe, of course. And you can call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. Just tell us, you know, your favorite Weird Al song or any story you have about any of Weird Al songs, and we'll play it at the beginning of an episode or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Well, that's been...
Fun.
Fun.
It's been a very Brady episode.
It's been a blast. Please
blast
don't
from
do
the
it
past.
To me.
It's been groovy.
No, groovy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been Groovy?
No, not Groovy. Oh.
Grody?
I was going to throw in a Brady Bunch reference, but I lost the...
Yeah, yeah.
It's a sunshine day is what I was trying to think.
Is Brady Bunch contemporary when it was filmed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, because I always watched it in reruns. So right.
It wasn't like that 70s show.
Well, no. But or like Wonder Years. Or,
right. No, it was. Or, that's what the style was right then.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's Happy Days.
Yes.
I watched in rerun.
So
I thought it was contemporary when it was filmed.
Gotcha.
But no, it's. In the 80s, I was watching a show from the 70s talking about it. Things that happened in the 50s or whatever. So
gotcha.
That's
okay.
Why the reruns, it's hard to figure out.
Yeah.
You're like, is that real or is that like
Got you.
Referencing
nostalgia.
Real. Yeah.
Got
yeah.
you. Like the Wonder Years. Yeah.
Exactly.
I could see that. But
like
no,
if
it
you
was,
watch the Wonder Years
right
now,
on.
You wouldn't. It would be far enough away that you wouldn't know if it was filmed when it was actually contemporary or not. I don't.
Well,
think.
Not with all the flashback voiceovers, but yeah.
I know okay. Yeah. I guess the voiceovers.
Kind of like the Goldbergs. Anyways.
Okay.
We're going way off topic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But well, we need to fill it with something. So.
Indeed.
Thank
well,
you very
that was,
much.
That was fun.
Much.
Bye bye.
Woo.